the summer's out of rage now. Can I incur the weight? Am I really this afraid now? Shakira.
That was stinky. Tune in to WOMY 90.9 FM on the answer.
Yeah, a little bit. It's kind of hot.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WOMY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Tuesday, September 23rd, join WOMY for our vinyl swap event. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the WOMY station of Hunt Union. Also happening on Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for a game of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in Hunt Union. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their general body meeting, happening in Perna Science 121 from 7 to 8 p.m. On Thursday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for Beyond Binaries, Identity and Sexuality with guest speaker Robin Oakes. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, join the music department for Swing Dance to Live Music. This will be happening from 7 to 9:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, check out the community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Dietz Street. On Saturday, join the Nebula Society in learning about the different mythological stories surrounding the constellations in our stars. This will be happening in Perna 019A from 7 to 8 p.m. This has been your WOMY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Be sure to keep it locked.
aggressive Baptist squad.
myself back and back on. I'm not a dream.
Out. with the devil, same for the lost souls, low and disheveled. When you're in limbo, would you see all the ones who loved a little too hard, they couldn't move on. I've been praying for you every night and day. I even leave all of the porch lights on in case operator could pull me through. I'm coming to limbo tonight. Says it's a three. When dancing with the devil, when I stepped on his feet, I scuffed up his cowboy boots. He just looked at me. He said, I've been dreaming of you every night and day. I can't seem to put those angel eyes away. Darling, I know you're planning to go. Don't go to limbo. Don't.
In the club,
we're all Wony.
Huh? In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together, we can educate the community on how to be better for our Asian Americans and ensure a safe and welcoming country. Visit stopaapihate.org for more information on how